Normally, if we're busy doing really good things, we think we're in a good place, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. Good things. I think the key is exactly what you said, good things, right? Because that's exactly what we prayed for. Well, that's not exactly, but it was very similar to what we prayed for yesterday at Mass, at Sunday Masses. No, I'm talking. Today's Tuesday. Last Sunday, Sunday Masses. That we would be open to His will and do good works. And I think that that's an important thing to think about, the distinction good. What is it? What does that mean in the context of, you know, that setting when we talk about good works? We've mentioned it before, like the three, if you want to say the three fonts to holiness are prayer, apostolic living, and the sacraments. And so if you're saying just doing things all the time, that's, well, I mean, apostolic living, to be called, right? So we're doing the things that we are called to. And so it's not just the physical activity, but it's doing it in communion with Christ. And I think that's where it can't be just doing things all the time, the busyness of doing things all the time. It has to be in communion with Christ. And if that's going to be the case, then there's got to be that time where we're explicitly away with Christ, you know, at Mass, and really, you know, engaging in the Mass, right, as best we can, and making those prayers interior to us, and then the time away in prayer. I mean, those things need to be there so we can build a relationship, so that the works will not be just works, but will be good works. You know, as the liturgy describes, good being they're done in communion with Christ, and that's a subjective reality, right? I mean, the idea of doing the work is objective. I'm doing these things, but the subjective, am I doing them in relationship with Christ or not? That's a relational activity. That's a relational sense about things. And so that relationship needs to be built if they're going to truly be good works in that sense of the word, right? So.